Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo, Abby Hennon here courtside as the Minnesota Vikings are getting their blue ribbons. And there's the Section 3A flag given by Coach Haley Froon, and the Vikings celebrating on the court with an exciting 3-2 win over Russell Tyler Ruthin.
Yeah,
go ahead, Abby.
The Vikings have to be very proud of how they played. Losing the first set, some teams would give up, but the Vikings, they were down in the second set and still came back to win. That was huge. And then they also won the third set, barely lost the fourth set, and then kind of dominated in the fifth set. Due to, me and Paul said, blocking in the fifth set was huge.
That's right. Huge, huge. You said it right. Blocking was unbelievable in that fifth set. We'll talk more about that with some of the girls. And they're getting their picture taken right in front of us here. Look at the smiles on their faces, Abby.
Yeah, they all look super happy. I'm sure they listened to a lot of people that doubted them on making it to state, especially after they graduated quite a few seniors last year.
Yeah, yeah, unreal. And look at the, they're celebrating now. We've got the Section 3A plaque up there, and some have tears in their eyes. And just a great win, Abby. Let's quickly review here what happened. Set one, 25-21. RTR took the first set, 25-21. Right?
Yep, RTR won the first set, 25-21. Then Minnesota won 25-21. The second and the third set. RTR won the fourth set 26-24, and then Minnesota won the fifth set 15-6.
And exciting three-set win there. Talk about some of the players. We're going to visit with some of them. Let's do that right now. And
I can go grab a couple of them.
Yeah, or we can talk to some coaches. We got Mike, are we still on the air there? We're getting a lot of feedback here. How are we doing, Mike?
You're still on the air.
Okay, good, thanks. All right, we're going to try to talk to Ireland Stassen and get her thoughts, and Coach Haley Froon as well. Haley's sitting right next to me. She'll be done here shortly. And we've got Olivia Ferris with us. Olivia, congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, you got to put the mic by your mouth there. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Boy, you played outstanding today, didn't you?
Yeah.
Talk about the match.
What did Haley say to you when you lost the first set? What did she say to you before the second set?
She told us that we are the team that deserves it the most, and we are the team that was more prepared, and that
there was some close sets there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Were you a little nervous there in set five?
Yeah, just a little bit. My legs were a little shaky, but I just tried to keep my cool.
You did. Abby mentioned you a number of times, especially in set four. You had a number of digs there. She did a great job, didn't she? I got you for 10 digs or 10 kills.
Yeah, you did a great job on the right side. I thought a lot of times they stuck with you. You had a lot of times there was double blocking. You still did a really good job putting the ball away. What do you think that helped you the most, like, prepare to, even though there's two big blockers, because RTR had a lot of tall players, what do you think helped prepare you the most on how to win this game?
Probably just, like, I don't know, I just, like, always try to motivate myself every time I, like, try to go swing. I just, like, tell myself, like, it's all or nothing. You just gotta, like, swing the crap out of this ball.
Yep, and a lot of times I was telling Paul, even if you tool off the block, it doesn't matter how. If you have a hard hit to the ground, tooling off the block is also important.
Yeah.
But Minnesota's blockers did a really great job. What do you have to say about that?
I feel like that really, like, helped us and motivated us and just, like, helped our defense and yeah, I just think
made it tougher for RTI.
All right.
Yes.
Great job, Olivia. Great job. You played well. Are you excited to go to state?
Yes, I am.
You didn't get much varsity experience last year, did you?
No, I only really played one rotation at the end of the year.
Well, you got a lot of varsity experience this year.
Yes.
We're excited for you, and you get a trip to the state.
Yes, I do.
All right, great job.
Thank you.
See Ireland Stassen have her come over, okay?
All right, I will.
That's Olivia Ferris.
Emily.
And we got some coaches here. We got Haley Froon's going to be visiting with us.
Oh, I'm packing.
Yep, you can. You can do it, Abby. Abby, go ahead and interview. Oh, you want to sit? Okay, that's fine.
We got Emily Sitterman. She's a C-Squad coach for the Mineota Vikings. Emily, what did you tell the girls after they dropped the first set?
That they just need to keep fighting and keep working, pass the ball, and stay aggressive at the net.
How do you think that the one thing you guys did to prepare for RTR, especially after you lost to them at the Class A Showcase?
Yeah, I mean, we just made sure that we were playing their outsides where we needed to and transitioning how we needed to and really working on our defense because they can hit the ball, that's
yeah,
for sure.
That's right. Talk about Ireland Stassen in the fourth and fifth set, especially.
Yeah.
She was on fire, wasn't she?
Doing it all, that's for sure. She was working hard and wouldn't let a ball drop on the floor, so that was good to see.
Yeah, wasn't it amazing? RCR is such a good team. You go five sets during the regular season, and they beat you in the tournament, right?
Yep.
Now the same thing happens here. But.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they are one heck of a team, and they can hit the ball, and they are scrappy and don't let the ball drop too many times.
That's right. Oh, are you excited about going to state?
Can't wait. It's going to be so much fun.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time with us here.
Yeah, no problem.
We're going to visit with Ireland Stassen, the Neon Needles player again. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right. And Ireland's getting some hugs here. And we'll visit with Haley Froon, too. Trying to get, going to help me there, Abby. I got my foot caught in my bag there. We're all tangled up. What's happening is Pipestone and Painesville are on the floor. They're going to play for the Section 3 AA Championship here, so we're kind of crowded. But Ireland Stassen joins us. Ireland, congratulations.
Thank you.
You played your heart out. You did not want your season to end, right?
Of course not.
That was amazing what you did there, especially in the fifth set.
Yeah.
Blocks.
Oh.
Talk about the blocks that you guys had.
I mean, we had such a big game plan, and we knew where they were swinging, so we stepped in and took their cross, and we just wanted to block the crap out of them tonight. So.
All right.
Ireland, talk about the change you made on defense for Ella Hess, like how you guys made a rotation, you changed to a rotation defense just for her, and like why you would do that.
So we took shot charts last time, and we watched film, and she only swung cross, and she got us off the block a lot because we were late, and their middle would run back, and our middles would be all over the place, so then we decided that our right backs are good enough to take those tips, and Liza can step back, and our middle back can step to the line, and we can defend that.
That was a smart change. I think that definitely took a lot of her offense away from her, and I think that helped you guys get more blocks because she's such a cross-dominant player that you just depended on Liza to take away her line, for sure.
Are you excited to go back to state?
Of course.
How many times have you been to state now?
I wasn't able to go for volleyball during sophomore year, so this would be my third.
Okay, being a senior?
Yes.
Yeah, you guys really had battles with RTR, haven't you?
Of course, yes.
Crazy how close it is.
Oh, I know. It's very nerve-wracking, but so exciting at the same time.
So you got down 25-21, lost the first set there, but came back, took the second set by the same score, 25-21, 25-21. I know Coach Haley Froon pulled you out. I think it was set 2 or 3. Mm-hmm. What did she say to you?
She's like, you guys have been in this position before. You need to leave this team. You have to, like, we've played a set now. We need to, like, calm the nerves and, like, take over and, like, show everybody else, like, this is what we want. So.
Okay, and it worked. You guys
of
responded.
Course, yes.
I had to calm her down. She wanted to put a uniform on so bad, right?
Ireland, what did you think going into the fifth set? What were your thoughts?
I mean, we knew, like, after the score was 24-23, I think, and then we lost that fourth set, I think we were all so jacked, and we've come so far, and we've worked so hard for this that we weren't just going to let up and let them have it.
Right. Ireland, we've named you Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game.
Thank you.
And we got you a T-shirt here, and we're going to talk with Haley. Let's get a picture quick. if you don't mind, put, so you can see your uniform. Ready? 1, 2, 3. There we go. Good job. And I'll get a picture of the two. So, ready? 1, 2, 3. Picture time. All right, let's talk to Coach Haley Fruin. I think she's here, isn't she?
Yep, she's behind you. She's getting lots of hugs and congratulations.
All right, yeah, Haley's going to join us here quick. And Haley, just want to take a few minutes with head coach Haley Fruin.
Yep.
Are you having fun, Abby?
I am. This is a blast.
You made your radio debut and you picked up a win. You need to work with me all the time. Coach Haley Fruin joins us. Congratulations, Haley.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Abby.
I won't keep you long here. I know you want to celebrate with your family and friends. Talk about this match. It was unbelievable.
It really was. One for the record books, like back in 2017 when Abby Hennon was on the court as well and we were going to state playing against Tracy. Abby knows this. We talked about it before the game. We changed up a few things in our blocking and a few things in our defense, and it really took until maybe middle of set two where it just clicked. I felt like everybody was just a little confused by it on our team, unfortunately, that it didn't come together until middle of second set, but I got to give our passers a lot of credit. When we're in system, we can use Megan, we can use anybody, spreading the ball around, so it's just a lot harder to defend us when we're in system. So those back row players, I have to give them a lot of credit tonight that they don't usually get.
Yeah, they did a great job passing the ball up to the net, didn't they?
They sure did.
Yep. And I thought Ferris played well in the what set was that?
I think set 2 and 3, Olivia, she had most of her kills in those sets.
Yeah, I think Olivia kind of came on strong there. She had a great game against them at the showcase.
Okay.
And we knew, like, if we can quicken up our offense, sometimes we set the ball so dang high and we shouldn't. We've got athletic enough players that we can, if we're in system, we can speed it up. And Liv likes the ball like that. And she was so smart on tooling off hands and just swinging hard down the line. I got to give that girl credit.
I got to ask you, Haley, I don't know what set it was, 2 or 3. You were behind, you called a timeout, you took some of your leaders on the team, took them away from the huddle, and what was the reason for that, or what was said, or can you say?
Well, they know what was said, so okay. I can say it out loud. You know, I was nervous about tonight more for my inexperienced players that hadn't been here. I felt like my experienced players that had been in this position were just trying to do too much, where it was just causing chaos in themselves. So it's just relax, have faith and trust in every single player out there. The inexperienced ones seem more calm, right? And I think they took the message and they started playing they normally can do, and it changed things around there.
Well, you're going to state again.
Yep, I'm okay. It doesn't get old. It doesn't, yeah.
Never gets old.
It's exciting. This year was not easy, that's for sure.
I got bruises on my left arm here. I don't know how many times Abby's hit me. Seriously, she hit me. She's jumping up and down. She wanted a uniform on.
We would have gave her one. Yeah. We missed Abby Hennon out there, that's for sure. Don't get that to your head.
Hey, great job. Big win for your program and again at the state. So what happens now? The seedings come out when?
Tomorrow. Yeah. So we'll vote and then tomorrow by noon we should know, and then we wouldn't play until Thursday.
All right. Good job.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your coverage.
You
thanks
bet.
For
we
sponsors.
Need to get a picture here quick.
Congrats, Haley.
Thank you.
Thank you, Haley. Great job. Haley Fruin of the Vikings going to the state tournament. And Abby, great job today.
Thank you.
Are you excited?
Yeah, that was a fun match to call. It makes me excited to do some more either at state if I have a chance to or next year.
Yep.
This was a blast.
We got a name by Egg Plus Cooperative Play of the Game.
I would say it's kind of a plays of the game, but Liza Seussner to begin the second set, she started us off with 2 aces, and that was just a big momentum change. I think a lot of people were shocked that we lost the first set by 4 points after we did come back at the end of the first set, but Liza really just got us out to a great start in the second set by having those 2 ace serves.
Yeah, so that's our Egg Plus Cooperative Play of the Game, and our Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game went to Ireland Stassen. We had her for 16 kills, 5 blocks for Ireland. That's unofficial stats anyway, so. Alright, we're going to the state. We'll be there. I believe they play Thursday later in the afternoon, I understand.
Yep, and then they'll play Friday and Saturday too, if they win.
Yep. Alright. Thanks again, Abby, for helping out.
No problem.
It's been fun. A lot of fun. Right?
Yes, it has.
Alright. Abby Hennon helping me out tonight here. Thanks, Abby. And that will wrap things up here at SMSU in Marshall. And we will, again, we'll be following Mineota volleyball at state next week, and also football, state football. The Vikings playing in Alexandria against Breckenridge, the Cowboys, at 7 o'clock next Friday. That's our next broadcast, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, right here on Q92. That wraps up our section play, my last trip to Marshall until the basketball season starts. I love this facility here at the RA facility. I want to thank our fine section sponsors for sponsoring section sports here on Q92. Thanks to Mike Meyer working the board at the studio. And with that, we'll send it back to the studio. The Vikings win 3-2 over Russell Tyler Ruthen, and we'll see you Thursday from the XL Energy Center.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Representative Chris Wazinski brings common sense and rural values to St. Paul. Chris worked to stop Minnesota's unfair taxes on Social Security and military retirement benefits. He also worked to shrink the property tax burden that Main Street businesses pay to the state. In order to ease the process of passing down farms and businesses to the next generation, Chris worked to cut property taxes for farmers and to eliminate their estate tax. Vote for Representative Chris Wazinski this November. This ad was paid for by Swazinski for House.
Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Woodstock Telephone Company, Midwest Bank of Dawson, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Klein Insurance, Steve Haas, United Prairie Bank, Jubilee Foods, Madison Dental Clinic, City Hall Bar and Grill, and Me Golf Cars, Kettit's Chiropractic Center, B&B Electrical Contractors, KB's Bar and Grill, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Gislason's Hardware, Southwest Insurance Services, Jenny O Turkey Store, Heather Nursery, House of Spirits, Chad Fuller Construction, Citizens Alliance Bank, Fixin Chiropractic, Doug Service and Marine, Lean Lumber, Pete's Electric Motor, Madison Bottling Company, Canby Farmers Grain, Cargill, American Surplus, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, B. Johnson Electric, Prins Bank, P.K. Hagen's Restaurant. Section Sports brought to you by the Hilltop Bar and Grill, Boris Crop Insurance, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, So Wearable Designs, Gruel Electric, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Ag Plus Cooperative, Kluver Law Office, Sather Building Supplies, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Ag Processing Incorporated, Independent Oil Company, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Appleton Area Health, First Security Bank of Canby, Pyrrhus of Dawson, Dawson Truck Parts, CCM Health, Montevideo, Miller Services Incorporated. Section Sports brought to you by Ludvigson Tiling, Sturdivant of Canby, Mineota Building Center, MVTV Wireless, Helgen Insurance Agency, State Bank of Taunton, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet of Dawson, Edward Jones and Company, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Myers Electric and Infrared, Kyle Small Engine Repair, Lee Motor Company, Dawson, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Prairie Sun Bank, Olson Dre Service. Section Sports brought to you by Larson Tiling, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry Dawson, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Midwest Truck Parts, A&B Auto, Jim's Market, Canby, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Canby Meat Center, Harland Eye Clinic, Swazinski for House, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Trontossil Seeds, and the Dawson Dairy Queen. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage on Q92.